Good afternoon. Welcome back to Lest We Forget Historical. And today with your host, Lillian Caldwell, sponsored by PassionWorldTalkRadio.com. Educate, enlighten, entertain. We're going to talk about the obesity epidemic, and we're kicking off with obesity. And does it threaten America's national security? And yes, I'll be using some notes that I took to help me remember the stats that I'm taking directly from the article, from the A Mark Foundation. So this is their material. And we will be going over obesity and several other additional episodes of Lest We Forget Historical. So the first thing you ought to know is in 2022, the U.S. Army fell 25% below its recruitment goals, and obesity constituted the largest single disqualifying factor among all military recruits for that year, amounting to 11% of those in the ages between 17 and 24 years. They go on to say that obesity is not just a problem in the U.S., but it is a great deal of concern because it constitutes a national security crisis for the military because they can't get the necessary lean, mean machines that they need to defend our country from our enemies. Could you imagine the Minutemen being obese at 300 pounds and running with their muskets to defend us from the British? Something for you to think about. Or what happens if Molly, the one who ran over to take the place of a fallen revolutionary soldier, was so overweight that she couldn't carry the water at a fast trot to all the many soldiers who required to have their thirsts quenched? I know recently in the news, they showed a two-seater for airlines to put in their airplanes to accommodate those people who are obese, because I received so many complaints from people saying that an overweight person took up two or even three seats and made it uncomfortable to sit next to them. Something to think about. The stats for this is at 42.9%. And apparently the Navy has the highest at 49%. And that's for men. And women only account for 17%. And I think because of the stigma of our society about overweight women, it has a tendency for vanity to creep in and excuse women and make them want to think, not thin necessarily, but they don't pile it on. So we'll digress a little bit. What piles on the weight? Well, there's always emotional eating, and women are famous for it, particularly when it comes to cookies, cake, and ice cream. How many, you can raise your hands anonymously, take out a gallon of ice cream and start eating it because you're emotionally upset? You failed a course, you flunked a test, you had a fight with your parents, you had a bad disagreement with your spouse, you stubbed your toe, you lost your homework assignment. Emotional eating. That's 99% right there. than you have overeating for when something bad has happened to you. You have lost control. You've lost protecting yourself. It doesn't matter. I know. I was attacked when my son was only 4 years old and he held up a baseball bat, I learned later, in his room to protect himself. Do. Well, the guy cleared me out of my beer, so I ate ice cream. Or when something comes along that you can't handle, you eat. And let's not forget all the festivals that we go to, and every single one of them always has food at them. Or at the movie theaters now, where they've been revamped and now the chairs come with holders to put their trays of food and or those little cup holders to put your oversized soft drinks in. We are a country that's obsessed with food. Go to the airports, go to the train stations, go to the bus stations, go to work. What do we see? Vending machines, soda machines, candy machines, pastry machines. We go to the supermarket. What do we see? Junk food. When I lost all my weight last year and I'm maintaining it now, and I lost over 30 pounds, I never was a big food junkie to start out with. But when you cut out the most tempting foods, because all of them have a lot of fat, a lot of sweetener, and most importantly, a lot of calories for absolutely nothing that you get that will help you maintain good health. So think about that. And since our soldiers are put in to that same grouping, have you seen the type of food that they're served? Most of it is starch. Why starch? Because starch is full of carbohydrates. Carbohydrates fill you up. Now, I'm only allowed 1 to 3 grams of fat a day. No sugar, no salt, no potassium, no citric acid, no red meat, nothing with high cholesterol. Well, you get the picture. So I really have to go off my diet or seriously compromise myself. But there's a little postscript note here you should know. I finally got down to 166. And then I spent a couple of days in the hospital. And I dropped down to below 159. What's the unexpected? My doctor asked me to put on a few pounds. I was too thin. Go figure. But the fact of the matter is, is that they cannot find enough recruits among the men and women in our country starting at age 17 to be fit enough to be able to walk long treks, carry backpacks that are often up to 100 pounds, and their equipment because their belly overhangs their belt. Now, obesity in the U.S. is compared against the BMI scale. So what is the BMI standards? The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, defines obesity as occurring when individuals' weight is bigger than what is healthy for their height. So that should be BMI. And the starting numbers as below is at 18.5. That's underweight. And then 18.5 to 24.9 is a healthy weight. And then 25.0 to 29.9 is overweight. And 30 or higher is a beast. So that's what your doctor is looking at when he tells you you're obese. Now, I did not use any pills, nor did I take any injections, nor did I use the water diet. I gave myself permission to say no. And that's very hard to do if your grandchildren are teenagers, because they eat anything that's not nailed down, staple shut, or put out of sight. And I did a lot of walking. And I kept myself going upstairs, going downstairs, and parking the furthest away in a parking lot. So I had to hoof it to the grocery store, to the retail stores, or into a mall. Not because I was protecting my car, mind you, but because I wanted the extra steps. To me, losing weight and keeping yourself within your BMI perimeters is giving yourself permission to have a healthy life. But I'm not here to rag you about that. I just want to bring it to your attention that the United States follows a very bad eating habit problem, and that they have determined, since our soldiers are not at readiness, fit readiness to fight, that we are all at risk, especially our national security. Now, I'm going to be devoting several more episodes to the unions. Text them, 484-364-1032. Leave a comment at passionateworldtalkradio.com or email me at pwrnetworkllc@gmail.com, because I believe obesity is a big problem, and that if we don't do something about it, it will be better concerned. This is a $1.2 trillion. That's how much the Department of Defense spends yearly to fight obesity within the military personnel and related health problems. So chew on that. You can see this, lest we forget, -historical. Does obesity threaten our national security? All over again at youtube.com/PWRnetwork. PassionateWorldTalkRadio.com/blog and Facebook.com/PassionateWorldRadio. You can also just hear the audio if you like through Audio Acrobat and through Spreaker.com/PW Talk Radio. Thank you very much for joining us. Another side note, on April 19th, which is in 2 weeks, Vicki Esther Chang, who started the Golden Nugget series concerning the different practices in business, wrote a book with me as a co-author, Lillian Caldwell. Tragedies for Digital Technology. Go over to Amazon and go and buy the book. There's a workbook that goes with it. Thank you very much for listening. And remember, keep listening.